This is news from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good evening, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A bill sponsored by Senator John Thune and two of his colleagues has passed the U.S. House and now goes to President Donald Trump's desk. The Improving Rural Quality and Reliability Act mandates phone providers in rural communities to register with the U.S. Federal Communications Commission and develops standards. Thune says people in cities might expect to hear someone on the other end of the phone, but this can be a challenge in rural South Dakota. Thune joined Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Senator John Tester of Montana in supporting the legislation. Klobuchar says the legislation makes rural America stronger and safer. Tester says the measure holds out-of-state providers accountable. South Dakota Game Fish and Parks celebrates a century of tradition. GF&P will officially launch the 100th celebration at the 2018 National Pheasant and Quail Classic. Here's SDPB's Whitney Fowkes.
Game Fish and Parks is commemorating 100 years of tradition in all forms of outdoor recreation. Emily Keel is the agency's communications director. She says the department is teaming up with breweries in South Dakota to develop a brew honoring 100 years.
At the tourism conference that was held in January in Pierre, we unveiled a new brew competition encouraging South Dakota breweries to get involved in the 100-year celebration and asking them to really honor that and focus on a new brew that connects folks with nature, community, and the outdoors. We're getting some excellent feedback there and a lot of interest, and so we're really excited to embark on that new partnership.
Keel says the GFP is also partnering with the South Dakota RV industry. She says this celebration will look back at how far South Dakota has come and set the stage for the next 100 years. Keel says additional events, partnerships, and opportunities to commemorate the 100 years are planned as well. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Whitney Fowkes.
You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.